The Supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam.
Jalali wal ikrami ya
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today's Saturday is the 29th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 27th of August, 2022 of Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, we choose Surah Anfal, verses 2-3. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innamal mu'minuna alladhina idha dhukirallahu wajilat qulubuhum wa idha tuliyat 'alayhim ayatuhu zadatuhum imana. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ
The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful, and when His verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith, and upon their Lord they rely.
الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون
The ones who establish prayer and from what we have provided them they spend
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The true believers are those who are in awe of Allah because of His glorification and veneration. That is when the speech is delivered upon Allah's justice, retribution, and power. They dread, and when the speech is about His bounties, kindnesses, graces, and rewards, they feel peace in themselves. Moreover, whenever a believer remembers the divine bounties and forgiveness of Allah, he obtains a favorable opinion and he rests. But when he remembers his own sins, he becomes inconvenient and anxious.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكراً يا رب
This is today's special. We're going to speak about standing firm on the path of Allah. Istiqamah. That means standing firm. Literally means continuous, fearless, and unwavering progression towards a target. In order to emphasize how difficult it is, to achieve this state, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, even though he is a mercy to all beings, as well as the best example of perfection in morality, was addressed in a divine warning to, therefore, stand firm in the straight path as you are commanded. As in chapter Hud, that is chapter 11 of the Holy Quran, verse 112. In this connection, it is said, no other commandment weighed more heavily upon the Prophet's shoulders than this verse in the Quran. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. As we know, and it happens to everybody in their daily lives, there may be some standpoints, some context in which the person may need to remain steadfast in the way or in the path he or she chooses. In this connection, steadfastness means being and remaining on the right side despite all sorts of pressures and misfortunes. This is, of course, a Quranic indication. It's indicated in the Holy Quran in this way. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana afrig alayna sabran wa thabbit aqdamana. O Allah, may you provide us patience and may you make our footsteps steadfast. In this connection, we find that this kind of steadfastness is also indicated in certain prayers. For example, it's indicated in Ziyarat al-Ashura in this way, وَثَبِّتْ لِقَدَمَ الصَّدْقِ. And may you make me steadfast in the right way, or in the right path. It's also indicated thus in Ziyarat-e Jami-e Kabire. And for your information, Ziyarat-e Jami-e Kabire is a ziyarat text issued by the 10th Infallible Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam in favor of all the Infallible Imams. In it, that is in the Ziyarat-e Jami-e Kabire, we find it indicated in this way, فَثَبِّتْنَا اللَّهُ أَبَدًا مَا حَيِّتُ عَلَى مُوَالَاتِكُمْ. And may Allah make us steadfast forever in the way of being devoted to you.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
We are on the studio of IRIB English Radio and we'll listen to this program, today's special. Now we're going to speak about means of steadfastness in Islam, turning towards the Quran. This is one mean. The Quran is the foremost aid to standing firm in Islam. It is a strong rope and clear light of Allah. Whoever adheres to it, Allah will protect him. Whoever follows it, Allah will save him. And moreover, calls to its way will be guided to the straight path. Allah has stated that the reason why this book was revealed in stages was to help his prophet to stand firm in his faith. From this, we can see the difference between those whose lives are connected to the Quran, who read it, recite it, memorize it, study it, ponder its meanings, and take it as their starting point and their refuge, and those who are preoccupied with the words of man.
ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Now let's look at the qualities of a believer. A believer and enduring trials with patience. Tribulations are part of life. This has been mentioned several times in the Quran. No believer will make a claim to faith without being tested. This test comes in a form of trial, and Allah the Almighty revealed the solution. A look at chapter Baqarah, verse 153, that Allah says, O you who believe, seek help in patience and as-salah, the prayer. Truly, Allah is with as-sabirin. That means the patient ones. Again, that was in chapter Baqarah, verse 153. The Prophet said, amazing is the affair of the believer. Verily, all of his affair is good. And this is not for no one except the believer. If something of good befalls him, he is grateful and that is good for him. If something of harm befalls him, he is patient and that is good for him.
So this, the belief in Al-Jannah and An-Nar, is a fundamental core belief of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some of the descriptions of Al-Jannah. The beauties, the delights, the pleasures, the bounties, the favors of Al-Jannah are mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about which individuals will have the honor to enter Jannah. And which individuals will be denied the honor of entering Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us which actions we can do in order to achieve Jannah, paradise, on the Day of Judgment. All of this is mentioned in the Holy Quran. And what we notice when we read the Quran, we notice that Allah Azza wa Jal, He excites us about the prospects of Jannah. He encourages us to seek Jannah. It's as if he is advertising it. He is marketing it to a great extent. He shows the bounties and the pleasures and the beauties of Jannah in such a beautiful way so that we all say, I want Al-Jannah. I want to enter Al-Jannah. I want to be amongst those blessed individuals that will enter Jannah, that will have the honor to experience this beautiful bounties and pleasures and delights of Jannah. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He excites the prospects. He excites us about the prospects of Jannah. He says in the Holy Quran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. He says, and rush, run towards what? Towards maghfiratin min rabbikum, towards the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. And then the Quran says, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And towards the Jannah. And Allah describes the Jannah as being greater than the samawat and the earth, the entire world, universe. It's so great, it's so vast. Allah Azza wa Jal says, this great Jannah, rush towards it. He's encouraging us to seek it. And then he says, "U'iddat lil-muttaqin," that this Jannah has been prepared for the muttaqin, the pious individuals, the righteous, the believers. Allah has prepared for them this vast, grand Jannah that we all yearn for.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and believe you in Allah's protection.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is a beautiful saying from the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Do you not see that the truth is not followed and falsehood not discouraged?
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam regarding stealing You know, stealing is one of those grave sins, and it's something that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, "As for the thief, man or woman, cut off their hands as requital for what they have earned. That is an exemplary punishment from Allah, and Allah is Almighty, All-Wise." Right, so in this verse, God Almighty alludes to the punishment of stealing. And Imam Radha alayhi salam kind of explains this in this hadith we're going to recite for you today. Imam Radha alayhi salam said, "Allah has prohibited stealing because of the financial corruption and murder that would ensue were it to be permissible, and because all other aggressive crimes that would result, such as murder, fighting, and jealous hostilities, and because it would lead to the abandonment of fair trade." Nobody would commit business or trade anymore in a fair and just manner. People would just steal from one another, right? And then that would lead to, obviously, you know what that would lead to. You know, when somebody steals from you, what would be the result of that? You know, the person whose property is stolen, he would take recourse to murder in order to get back his property that was stolen from him. "Because it would lead to the abandonment of fair trade and industry for earning a living in exchange for extortion of property, where nobody would have rightful ownership of anything and everything was available for the taking." Right? And obviously in such a situation, right, person with the most power, either physically or, you know, monetarily, he would be the person, you know, with the most wealth, because he would be able to usurp the wealth of others without any repercussions. In continuation, Imam Radha alayhi salam says the following, "And the reason why the right hand of the thief is to be severed as a punishment is because he steals things with his right hand, and because it is the best and most useful limb out of all of his limbs. So, its severing has been prescribed to serve as a deterrent and a lesson to mankind that they must not desire to seize anything that does not belong to them." Finally, the Imam says that because most of the time theft is committed with the right hand, God Almighty prescribed the right hand of the thief to be cut as a punishment for his sin and for the theft that he has committed. And because most of the time the theft is committed with the right hand. We should add by way of reservation here that these reasons which have been mentioned in this hadith, and also other reasons which have also been mentioned in other hadiths regarding other rules and regulations of Islam, these aren't meant to be a criterion for the rulings. Rather, they're simply meant to elucidate some of the wisdom behind them. Right, so we can't take this as a criterion and then kind of expand on the laws based upon them. This is something which is prohibited in Islamic jurisprudence, and it should be taken up in its own proper place. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at stealing in the words of Imam Radha alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا.
أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Welcome back, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. We were practicing page 338, right? Yes?
No, 38.
Page 48.
No,
38.
We were practicing 48.
Page 48. Yes, page 48. So let's continue. Some verses, inshallah, we'll practice.
I want to practice page
591. I'm Muslim, so, is 18.
Go to page 48, everyone.
I'm in.
Go to page 48.
First.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
So we had practiced up to كما علمه الله. Yes.
Yes.
فليكتب وليملل الذي.
No, sir, we stopped out. Allah.
Yes. So
we stopped here.
فليكتب
وليملل
الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا
شيئا.
I said yes.
So. Yeah.
You change it to Aleph.
Yeah.
The Tanween Fatha. فإن كان الذي عليه الحق.
فإن كان الذي عليه الحق.
Okay. Recite with the same voice, okay? With the same rhythm, I mean, okay? فإن كان الذي عليه الحق.
فإن كان الذي عليه الحق.
سفيها أو ضعيفا.
سفيها أو ضعيفا.
يحيى. يعري making a lot of mistakes. With عين.
عين. عين
عين. اوكي. بع تعن شعن. محمد.
عين عين. يحيى.
Listen to me. So Hamza, he produces the sound not a. Okay. So this one, look, safihan aw da'ifa.
Safihan aw da'ifa.
Don't say aw. Aw, it means that ayn with waw. It changes the meaning of the Quran.
What
it
equals?
Huh?
What it means?
I don't know. But it just changes the meaning.
Sure. Ayn, okay.
So, أو لا يستطيع.
أو لا يستطيع.
أي يمل.
أي يمل.
هو فليملل وليه.
هو فليملل وليه.
بالعدل.
بالعدل.
واستشهدوا.
واستشهدوا.
شهيدين.
شهيدين.
من رجالكم.
من رجالكم.
فإن لم يكونا رجلين
فإن لم يكونا رجلين.
Hey, pay attention to that aleph. فإن لم يكونا رجلين.
So I don't know, and I can't read one a bunch of.
فإن لم. So I will read shortly. Okay, short ones.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي.
فإن لم
يكونا
رجلين فرجل
وامرأتان
ممن
ترضون
من الشهداء أن تضل
إحداهما
فتذكر
إحداهما الأخرى
ولا يأبى الشهداء إذا ما دعوا
ولا تسأموا
أن تكتبوه
صغيراً
أو كبيراً
إلى أجله
ذلكم
أقسط
عند الله
وأقوم
للشهادة وأدنى
ألا
ترتابوا
إلا أن تكون
ما شاء الله تجارة حاضرة
تديرونها
بينكم
فليس عليكم
ألا تكتبوها وَأَشْهِدُوا
وَأَشْهِدُوا
إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ
إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ
وَلَا يُضَارَّ
وَلَا يُضَارَّ
كَاتِبٌ وَلَا شَهِيدٌ
وَلَا شَهِيدٌ
وَإِن تَفْعَلُوا
وَإِن تَفْعَلُوا
فَإِنَّهُ
فُسُوقٌ بِكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ
وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ والله بكل شيء عليم
والله بكل شيء عليم
أحسن صدق الله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد سعيد سلامات
اللهم صل على
Sir, it's
only
we only read one ayah.
Recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj. Okay, do you have any question?
Yeah.
What is your question?
My question is, dear Muslims and brother, do you have a problem with Ayn?
Do you have a problem with Ayn?
Yeah.
But sir,
because we got a student here.
Me too, I have a question.
Yeah.
No.
What this jinn that this surah have? A lot. This safa have a lot.
A lot of jim.
Yeah.
Inshallah, we'll because study. Very good question. As you see in this page, we have we have jim. Okay, so many jim we have in some of the parts of the verses. Okay, at the middle or after some words. Okay, there is a small jim like.
This is the beauty of Quran.
What?
This is the beauty of Quran.
This is the beauty of Quran. those are the flowers.
Yeah, they are cute. Small
okay. Jeans. Okay, small jim. So they are the babies of the other jims, yeah?
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, of course, they are the babies, okay? But this jim, we have also, for example, meme. We have like la. We have ta. Sometimes we have sa, li, or sala, qali, or qala. These things, okay? So inshallah, we'll study them. They are the signs of stop.
The beauty of Quran.
Okay?
The
signs of... pauses, okay? So they help you understand where should you pause. Mm-hmm. As you're reciting, where should you pause, where shouldn't you pause, okay?
All of that, they put a lot in this safa because it's all one ayah.
Yeah, so inshallah, we'll study them, okay, in the coming sessions. But now, let's give a thanks to Xavier International School Network and also IRB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll get back. Stay with us. Recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن Your horse returns to our camp.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
I did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام، زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
ولعن الله ابن مرجان، ولعن الله عمر بن سعد، ولعن الله شمرا.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of زيارة العاشوراء. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان. And may Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. From this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, Desire, the one who recites this Ziyara, he is taught to curse specific groups of people who played fundamental roles in oppressing those who were in the plains of Karbala. Now, about the true meaning of la'n, we said that it means to pray to Allah to distance from His mercy those who deserve to be distanced. But the meaning of curse is invocation of evil on someone. And by having a look at the true definition of these two words, we understand that the word curse cannot really replace the word la'an in our translation. So whenever we employ the word curse, we are referring to its accurate meaning of la'an when we are moving on in our discussions, translating the parts, for example, like this part, la'an Allahu ala Ziyad, may Allah curse ala Ziyad, the clan of Ziyad. The true meaning is, may Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad. So this is the true meaning. And whenever, from now on, we use the word curse, we refer to the accurate meaning of la'an. Now, let's talk about the word sab a bit. In the Arabic language, the word sab is quite different from the word la'an. Sab means shatm, and to speak ill of someone or somebody. And its etymological meaning is to cut. Some experts of lexicography believe that even the word sab is more stern than shatm, because shatm means to speak ill of someone, but sab is not like that. So it is incorrect to say that by invoking Allah to expel those who deserve to be expelled, by praying to Allah to distance those who deserve to be distanced from His mercy, we are speaking ill of someone. We are not actually employing abusive language about those people. This is what has been reflected in the Holy Quran too. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, إِنِّي أَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَكُونُوا سَبَّابِينَ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ لَوْ وَصَفْتُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَذَكَرْتُمْ حَالَهُمْ كَانَ أَصْوَبْ فِي الْقَوْلِ وَأَبْلَغْ فِي الْعُذْرِ. I indeed dislike you to be frequent vilifiers, but were you to describe their actions and mention their estate, it would be more correct in speech and more convincing in excuse.
We
people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So what we can say as conclusion is that the Holy Quran is giving us light in this concept. And since it is the fundamental source of Islam, those who carefully read it will have no doubt that Islam permits a believer to express la'an to a category of people who deserve to be distanced from his mercy. For example, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Those who conceal what we have sent down of manifest proofs and guidance, they shall be cursed by Allah and cursed by the cursers. Now, we truly know, according to the Holy Quran, that our Prophet ﷺ never spoke out of his own desire. The source of what he says is divine revelation. This is what the Holy Quran says. And there are traditions that clearly say that Allah the Exalted ordered his messenger to openly announce to people the succession of Imam Ali alayhi salam in specific place. And if he were not to do so, then he would have failed in communicating the divine message in its total form. So, the ones who conceal this divine revelation are cursed by Allah. And those are the ones who never repented. That is why they are always cursed by the Almighty. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our
voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much, and to you too.
Dear listeners, Brother Miqdad is Islamic researcher and teacher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. It's a pleasure to be with you, as always. Okay, Brother, we said in previous sessions about the cons of social media, and guiding our teenagers about that is extremely important. So are there any more cons that we can educate our teenagers about?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We talked quite at length about self-esteem, mental issues, mental health issues that are associated with social media, with the users of social media. I could even say with the inefficient usage of social media. We'd also talked about poor relationship. Another one that's out there as well that you can search about is the lack of performance in education. Right? We find that social media is related to poor performance at school. And even sometimes decrease in cognitive tasks.
Okay.
One thing that's very famous, you've probably heard of this as well, is the attention span of today, right? Of our youth today. Attention span is our ability to concentrate on a particular matter.
Okay.
How long can we focus on a particular time? And obviously, the idea is that the more focused you are, the more time you can give to a particular task or a particular book or particular activity, in a focused manner, you are more efficient. You are
more productive.
Able to get more out of it.
Okay.
And so we find today one of the biggest challenges that we find at the level of education in children is that the attention span of not just youth, also